Up next, Unbothered, a speaking-of show by WFSU. This week, we're talking about the rising popularity of women's sports.
Hey, Brandy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, so I heard that you and I have a mutual interest, and that is my, I'm going to say girl crush, Alona Mar.
I feel that completely. Yes, yes.
Right? She's so great. And Alona Mar, for anyone who's listening and doesn't know, she's on the U.S. Women's Olympic rugby team. They won the bronze in the Olympics this year. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realized not only am I an Alona Mar fan, I'm a rugby fan.
Right? Yeah, that was kind of fun.
And of course, people might know Alona just won an ESPY award for being a breakout athlete this year. And she's just one of the amazing female athletes that I've been seeing in the news, in social media. I know in the WNBA, we're all hearing about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, who are these amazing woman athletes. And I just learned about Trinity Rodman, who I'm hearing is this rising soccer player.
Nice.
And I'm just excited to see all these female athletes really getting so much attention.
Absolutely. I just actually finished a story on the Tallahassee Reckoning, which is a pre-professional women's soccer team here. And it's amazing that we have a pre-professional soccer team. FSU's women's soccer has always been outstanding, but now we have a pipeline for young women who want to go from college to the professional leagues.
Yeah, I actually just talked to Ashley Fontes, who's the founder and CEO of Tallahassee Reckoning, about women's sports and why is it that we're seeing this rise today in recognition and appreciation of female athletes.
The saying goes something like overnight success is 20 years in the making.
Ashley, you've been in the sports world for most of your life as a player, a coach, an executive. What's your perspective? Are you seeing the same rise in women's sports that it seems like I'm seeing from my perspective?
I don't think it's all of a sudden people like women's sports. I think that, for 20 years, for 30 years, there's been so many of us working behind the scenes to get it to where it is now, to where decision makers, honestly, sponsors, these corporate gatekeepers can't deny the power anymore, and they have to provide access. And then the more investment we get into women's sports, the more access we have to it so people can actually see it. We get more coverage now, right? Sports media is an institution of its own, a very powerful institution. So if you're covering it, what are you telling people? You're telling them that it is legitimate, okay? And then it is there and you have access to it. So again, I think we've just had a lot more access, investment resources put into it over time that now it feels like what it should feel like.
Do you think one of the factors that's led to an increased interest in women's sports is social media? I'm wondering if maybe that's what's helped raise the profile of what I might call the recent breakout stars in women's sports. In the WNBA, I'm thinking Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Alona Mar, of course, in rugby are some of the examples that come to mind.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a contributing factor, especially in some of the non mainstream sports. So you mentioned rugby, huge, right? Especially with the Olympics and what was done there. But Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, I think the WNBA is a little more fascinating because it has a similar, in my opinion, it has a similar path or story that the NBA did, right? The NBA was kind of dead until you had Magic Johnson come out and Larry Bird. So you had these individuals that could rise through all the rest and people just gravitated towards them. They're like, wow, this is amazing. Now I want to watch. We saw that with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, right? And I do think, to your point, social media has been huge. It's a totally different generation. But I think the power of social media is it gave players their own agency.
What do you think about the experience for fans and spectators? Is there a difference between watching men's and women's sports?
I think so. I mean, obviously, it comes down to everyone's own individual perspective. You have to keep in mind that my childhood watching men's sports is very different because my dad and his brothers were professional coaches. On the women's side, I think it's very, very different because we fought for so much for so long. Just to have to create our own space to prove that we can play, that we deserve it, that we deserve these platforms, that we can be profitable, like every time, like every minute, every day, we've always been proven. So I think it's a much more sacred space, a protected space. And I think there's a different kind of emotional connection that fans can have. Cause one, the game is great. And watching women play basketball, soccer, any sport is just phenomenal. And then when you think about the adversity that each female has gone through in their own right to get there, whether it's on the field, on the court, or behind the scenes to build it, I think you want it a little bit more. I think fans want to see that success and celebrate it a little bit more.
How does that feel now as a female athlete to see more people tuning in and more media coverage of women's sports? Is it a little bittersweet?
Yeah, I think it's definitely bittersweet, but I think it's how do we utilize what we know and our experiences that we've had to create better futures? That's what I've personally done throughout my life. Like when I played at Florida State University, the Women's Professional League folded the year before I graduated. That was hard. It was heartbreaking because there was no other option. So now there was no chance to play pro. There was no professional opportunities overseas. It was a bit devastating, but needed those kind of moments to happen. And the childhood that I have to see that, look, men's sports were always, I mean, you can make a living out of it. They're getting paid big time. They're getting opportunities. I'm like, why isn't this happening for women's sports? So that kind of spurred my career and everything that I've done.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of room to grow still. What do you think people who want to see that growth should be doing?
Women's sports are just getting started, right? So if we talk about the WNBA, that was 1996, and they're just turning the corner now, right? And the NWSL getting started with the first season in 2013, like we have so much more time that needs to be put under our belt. So fans need to show up. They need to watch, you know, in the stadium, in the stands. They need to watch on TV, whatever platforms those are, and just show that there's a ton of interest. Buy the merch, you know, do all the things that normal sports fans do.
Ashley Fontes, thanks so much for joining me today for another episode of Unbothered.
All right. Thanks, you too.